When Ishmael sorts out the different kinds of whales in Moby Dick, he begins with their size, starting with the biggest.
The biggest whale here, the one in the middle, is the skeleton of a blue whale. This is the largest creature on Earth, very rare and seldom seen.
Ishmael says he has never seen one with his own eyes. He would have loved to stand here and look at this blue whale skeleton.
The skeleton is huge, but it is still small for a blue whale because this was a young male, not a full-grown adult. This was just an adolescent, a whale teenager, probably full of energy and mischief.
In his chapter, Schools and Schoolmasters, Ishmael describes the behavior of young and vigorous male whales. He says these are by far the most pugnacious of all leviathans and proverbially the most dangerous to encounter.
Like a mob of young collegians, they are full of fight, fun, and wickedness, tumbling around the world at such a reckless, rollicking rate that no prudent underwriter would insure them any more than he would a riotous lad at Yale or Harvard.
If you encounter this huge young fellow in the open ocean, give him plenty of sea room and enjoy watching him. Now, to learn a little more about him, press 503.